Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Before I begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. You're commercial free all day today, 6:07 right now. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, my man.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning and happy birthday to Chelsea. Hey.
Thanks, guys. Hey.
We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going
to sit down. I feel like we're late to this party. All you did was have one birthday party the entire weekend, and then we're like, happy birthday. She's like, cool, guys, it's good.
I know, I do. It feels weird that it's my birthday because I celebrated all weekend long. So.
Girl, it's all about celebrating the entire month.
I'll take it.
We got Brian's birthday coming up this week. What? It's gonna be epic, yo.
Mine's on Wednesday, but mine feels like a real letdown if you're gonna look at Chelsea's Instagram.
Hey! Alright, we'll get into that coming up next. Chelsea's birthday weekend also crashed someone's bachelorette party, so we'll get into that in a second. Sounds like fun, though. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You can call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being with us. Shout out to producer Brad. He's out with family. We'll be back tomorrow. Get it kicked off with some Monday motivation for you right here. Beware. I just want to say this, guys. Be aware of where you're getting your worth and validation from, especially when you're seeking outside sources, a.k.a. other people. Because if you give them the power to build you up, guess what? They also have the power to tear you down. So wake up, know your worth. And definitely know that you have a purpose to be victorious every day. It's just your choice, all right? Let's give it up for Chelsea, the birthday girl.
Woo!
Yeah, Chelsea.
Only Tamara's giving it up. Fantastic.
Why? I was clapping, but my clapping.
We'll get into that coming up next. Epic Weekend Recaps on 97.1 Amp Radio. You are commercial-free all day today.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Guys, I don't like to brag about myself very often, but I think I did a pretty good job this weekend. No dad fails for Mother's Day weekend. Mm. I think I got Janet the best gifts ever.
Mm.
And I did some research. I did Google. But if you Google like best Mother's Day gifts, it's all lies. Because it's all just like materialistic things, right? Mm. Like jewelry, so on and so forth.
Advertising.
Advertising. Yeah. That's bottom line what it is. People pay to be on Google, be on the top. So I did my own research. I just asked moms, like legit moms that I know, what do you think would be a best gift? So what I ended up doing is I got gift certificates for Janet to redeem certain things throughout the entire weekend, right? One of them was being a massage at the spa. The other one was something that I just wrote out on my own, like handwriting, 3 hours of shopping by yourself.
Ooh, that's a good one.
3 hours?
3 hours,
yeah, man.
I mean, three is a little stingy, but...
You have not been with my two-year-old and my two-month-old by yourself, Chelsea.
Try to juggle that action on a Saturday.
That seemed like an entire weekend for me.
You give her the time, you're like, you got it from midnight to three. You can go...
And you best believe I was checking up, like, yo, you know there's only 50 minutes left, right, for you to be home?
Did you give her your credit card too, though? That's the big...
Facts, okay, facts. Good. Of course, of course. And then the last but not least was a gift certificate for a 2-hour nap.
I love
just
that.
Like, relax. Solid. Don't worry about the kids. I got it. So she definitely enjoyed that. But the biggest blessing this weekend was being able to spend it with my mom, who is now 77 years of age. And you guys know this. We've been this through together. In December, she was in the hospital for about 7 weeks. And just such a blessing to be able to be celebrating Mother's Day with her after doctors had said, hey, there's nothing more we can do. But just, you know, as long as there's breath, there's hope. And whatever you're going through right now, don't lose hope and keep having faith. So it was a blessing to be around her. Had a carne asada barbecue. My brothers came over. We're all together celebrating her. And out of all the gifts we got her, you know, we got her some clothes, a little bit of jewelry. The one she loved the most, not surprising for a Mexican mom, was we got her some new chanclas.
Amazing.
You know, sandals.
Yes.
And, you know, that's what Latino moms and Mexican moms used to, like, you know, raise us and discipline us.
You got ones that, like, laser sight aiming.
Yeah. She, as soon as she opened it, got out of the bag, she legit cocked it back like she was going to throw it at me. I was like, no, I'm too old for that, mom. But it was absolutely a blessing. Very grateful for that. Brian, what did you get into this weekend? You went to go celebrate your mamacita. in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
Your girlfriend.
Well, I mean, you know what's funny is I didn't really plan this trip based on Mother's Day weekend or anything.
Right.
I just like, hey, I'm hoping this weekend and the next weekend she's coming out here to L.A. We're going to go to Santa Barbara because I've never been there.
Oh, it's going to be amazing, bro.
I realize that I'm like the worst friend to go out with when I've been drinking and I'm feeling super generous because it like...
It sounds like I would love to go out with you if you're feeling super generous, bro.
No. I'm not being generous with my money for you. I'm being generous with your own money for your own situation.
Oh.
So it's like we were walking around Buckhead, just like a nice part of Atlanta. We were kind of bar hopping around. And Jessica, my girlfriend, and my friend's wife, Taylor, were like, yeah, well, let's go look at shoes. We want to look at shoes. They walked by Jimmy Choo.
Ooh.
Then they went into Christian Louboutin. And for some reason, I was like, my girlfriend was looking at these nude pumps, which I don't even know what the hell that means. But all I know is that the red bottoms. I was like, whoa, Cardi sings about those.
Good job, Ryan.
They can't be cheap if Cardi's singing about
it. And so she's like, I don't know if I want to get these. I'm like, get them. They look beautiful on you. And then she's like, will you get them? I was like, yeah, I'll get them for you. And then Taylor was looking at shoes, too. And Taylor's like, I've always wanted these black, like heely looking what boot things, and I was like, get them for her, Joe. Do it.
No, you didn't, Brian.
And then he can't say no because you said yes.
Because I'm already buying shoes, so I'm like on team. You spend money with me at this point in time. If I'm going down, I want everyone going down with
we're
me.
A team here,
right? So, and they were so happy, and so the money, they're pricey, but the money, like to see how happy they were, great. But then I didn't realize that Joe's were like or Taylor's boots were like a good $400 more than the shoes that I bought. Just
damn. Yeah, bro.
And then the next day I text them and I'm like, how you guys doing? And they're like, Joe's like, little hungover and looking at my checking account. I'm like,
oh bro.
Shouldn't have been so generous with your money.
See, man, next year you guys just got to start doing the gifts that I'm doing, bro. Like 2-hour nap on me.
These red bottoms, that's a one-time thing deal only.
Say right now, bro.
I can't even imagine what Jessica's going to try to get out of you and she is a mom. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Like, seriously, though, yeah, the push present, it's not going to be cheap, Rye.
Yeah, I don't know, though, because I feel like when that stuff happens, like, I'm, like, on a random drug day, I'll be like, yo, get shoes. But if I'm sober, I'm like, whoa. Why do we have a baby to worry about?
Every time you guys hang out, it kind of starts off with, like, how DJ Majestic asks his girlfriend to be his girlfriend. You want a shot?
Exactly. That's how she can do it every time.
Coming up next, we got a weekend recap for Chelsea, the birthday girl. Went out to Palm Springs with her girls, but did a dude sneak in? We'll find out coming up next. And they also crashed the bachelorette party.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Chelsea had her birthday weekend.
It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a cup.
Hit up Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Rented a house out there with the girls. A little swim up bar action, she said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys crashed the bachelorette party.
Sure did.
I'm down with that. Break it down, girl. How'd it go?
It was fun. I mean, it was going to... I didn't know, like... I was going to kind of just invite everyone. Like, I was going to invite guys, girls, and then it sort of ended up where it was just this small group of close girlfriends. It was just a much needed little girls' weekend away. And my friends are amazing. They're, like, this group of very strong, independent, loving females. And mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, like, when you mix alcohol and hot tubs with females, like, you know, we're sitting there, we're already overly like, oh, you're beautiful. No, you're beautiful. And then we just become this, like women's love empowerment fest. Love fest.
I don't know if that's just women. I think you add booze and high temperature, everyone gets a little wacky.
Yeah.
Brian's been in a hot tub with other dudes drunk, be like, yo, man, you're beautiful.
Definitely told some dudes that, man, right? You're a good dude,
good
man.
Jawline.
You're beautiful.
Bro, you're crushing it, dude.
Yeah, so we're sitting in this hot tub and just, you know, having the best time. It was probably like midnight, and all of a sudden, like, we hear next door, there's this bachelorette party going on, and we hear a bunch of females, you know, laughing, having a good time, and we're all kind of like, hey guys, let's go make friends with them.
Get it,
you
Jess.
Know, we think this is like a really good idea, and we hear them playing like Lizzo, which is one of my favorite artists right now. So I'm like, yeah. I'm gonna tell them that like I like their music. Oof. So
this is kind of a risky move, though. We gotta point out this is a risky move because sometimes you roll in and crash one's bachelorette party, it's like there's always gonna be a couple friends that are like, yeah, we planned this, and then now you gotta worry about it, but now it's a thing where it's like you guys are a group of good looking girls rolling into a party. Maybe they're not cool with that. Now you're in everyone's pictures, and then everyone. everyone's like, who the hell are these?
Yes, exactly. So my friend like hoists me up and I like peer over the fence and I just see, and I'm like, hey guys. And I what? See these, like this like 20 girls just like staring at me. Like, they're all facing me.
Chelsea's like mm-hmm. the dude from Home Improvement.
I know, literally. Yeah. Is it Nelson? Is that his name?
I think it's Nelson.
Yeah. Wilson.
Wilson's also a volleyball. That's why I didn't go Wilson.
Oh, yeah. So I'm like, hey guys. And they just look at me like stone cold. Like, who is this girl? And I'm like, I really like your guys' music. Lizzo, she's great. And they're just like still looking at me like, what? Who is this girl?
Like, and?
So then my friend, she's like, hey, hoist me over. Like, just push me over the fence. I'm going to go say hi. And I'm like, okay. And we're just like buzzed and just having a good time. So I'm like pushing her over. And she's like, hey guys, I'm coming over. And these girls still like, are
at any point in time, are they like, yeah? Or are they all just still like, what?
Not yet. So wow. I like hoist my friend over and she has this like, it's just funny. Like, it's such a funny image because she has this like silk robe on and like, we're just like extra as all can be. But
camp.
Yeah. So she pushed her over and she sends that she like is there. And all of a sudden they're like, most people use the front door when they like try to get, oh, like, it's just like they were not having it. So me and my friend, we also like pushed ourselves over the fence and we're like, God. Hey guys. And then like they're like, oh, we didn't know. We thought someone was like complaining for like a noise complaint, whatever. We end up chatting with them. They end up being fine. They're like super sweet.
Right.
We kind of are bonding with them. I think we won them over a little bit. We were a little like extra.
Uh-oh. I want to get one of them on the phone right now. My God, if you're listening out there and a bunch of girls crash your bachelorette party, please call in.
Yeah.
Chelsea, I think what you're trying to say is you and your girlfriend's a broken entry.
We had 211 in progress.
I know.
Legit broken entry, yo.
Well, the funny thing was, too, we were like, hey, come to our tomorrow night. We're going to throw a jungle disco party. You guys are totally invited. Because my friends, they went out to like thrift stores and they like bought all this like stuffed animals and they're hilarious. And they decorated the house and surprised me. So it was this like jungle disco. And we invited them and they didn't end up coming over. So
I wonder
that.
Why.
So.
Oh, please call in 877-971-HITS if you're listening. Oh, please.
Maybe you don't even know that her name is Chelsea.
You know what?
But some cool, happy, lizzoed out white girl hopped the fence, went into your backyard this weekend, call in or text in 877-971-HITS. Real quick, any boys at the house?
No, my one friend's boyfriend ended up coming
the
last day. But no, it was just all girl love. Spread it all the love.
Good stuff. I like that. All right here, though. You got to hit me with this dilemma. Nelly, Kelly Rowland. Brian, I just want to say you're beautiful, bro.
Thanks, buddy. You're killing it. You're really killing it.
All right, guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
You are commercial free all day today on 97.1 Amp Radio. We have another $1,000 coming your way, kicking off at 7:10 this morning. And then we got the Amp Mini Mix towards the end of the 7 o'clock hour with DJ Majestic, who, by the way, this weekend opened up for Pitbull in Vegas.
Impressive.
Congratulations, bro.
Thank you, man. That was fun.
That was fun. But coming home and waking up this morning wasn't too much fun.
That wasn't fun because I woke up coming to the station around 5 a.m. to find out that my car had been broken into. So back window was broken.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Did they take anything?
They definitely took my key card, which was in the glove compartment.
Oh, great. That makes us feel safe.
So I got to
go now swipe into every single building on Wilshire.
No, my key card for this. So I got to borrow you guys ones when I need to go to the bathroom.
Mm. Oh, we got you, bro. Dude, why? Like, think about it. Why would they need to break in?
Yeah.
Obviously, they thought maybe there's some valuables in there, but they didn't find anything except for a key card.
Yeah.
I almost wish they'd leave a note saying, hey, I'm going to steal your stuff tomorrow. Leave the door open.
Right?
Like, I got you. Like, I don't want to have to replace the window.
Yeah. But just like, leave a note. What do you need? We were actually warned once, actually, when our car got stolen. We lived in Santa Ana at the time, and there's these homies, some Cholo cats, that like my brother's a Buick that he had, an old school Buick. And I'm like, hey, Hans, you want to sell me that Buick or what, eh? And my brother's like, nah, man, I'm not looking to selling it right now. They're like, all right. The next day, hey, Hans, but for real, eh? How much? You want to sell me that Buick or what? Nah, man, it's the only car I have. I really need it, my brother would say. Third day? Buick was gone.
Oh,
we should have sold it, bro.
They tried to give you the opportunity. You guys want something or nothing for this Buick? We're taking the Buick.
Can't even be mad at that, bro. Can't even be mad. They tried to do it the right way. They wanted to offer up some money, and we didn't do it that way, man. So, anyways, Chelsea, what's coming up next in your report, girl?
So do you think Pikachu, the movie, took out Avengers this Mother's Day weekend?
Get out of here. Mm-hmm. Avengers, the biggest movie of all time. Well, they're second place for all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
A Pikachu movie?
Pikachu.
Whenever you do that, I'm like, ugh.
You're the only grown man I know who can pull that off.
I know.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, right? It definitely is.
Appreciate you, Doc. Coming up next at 6:50, you'll find out you're commercial free on 97.1 Amp Radio. Buenos dias.
The Chelsea Report.
Over the weekend, Kim and Kanye welcomed their fourth child, a son.
Congratulations.
Yes, via a surrogate. There's still no name. Hopefully we'll get it today or at least this week. But Kim did use a teddy bear emoji on her last tweet. Okay. So some fans think it's a hint. So is it teddy? Is it bear? Maybe.
I mean,
it could
with
be.
Those two, you can't. I think there's an equal opportunity that it's either bear or teddy.
If you had to vote for one.
We have a child named North. Yeah. Like, the door's wide open.
Which one would you vote for, teddy or bear?
I like teddy. Yeah. I think teddy's cute.
Yeah, I think teddy's cute.
Uh-huh. We'll see. Kim also tweeted that he is Chicago's twin. Chicago's her youngest little girl. And she said, he's the most calm and chill of all my babies.
Oh, that's good.
So there you go. Avengers Endgame, still kicking butt in the box office. It won for a third straight week. Top that box office. It was close, though. Get this. So Endgame took in $63.1 million, while Detective Pikachu...
Pikachu?
How's Edgar so better at that?
I know. Pikachu?
There you go.
It opened with $58 million. So,
dude,
so close.
Pikachu? Almost took out Avengers. Get out of here, bro.
I mean, they caught a break on it being Mother's Day weekend. Though,
I think that's
like,
what it was.
Kids and families.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, that's a funny... like 8-year-old Mother's Day present. Like, let's go to the movies.
And they probably already watched Avengers 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm actually surprised though, it still hasn't caught up to Avatar. So it's still number two globally. It's made $2.5 billion and Avatar $2.8 billion. It's close, but still hasn't taken it over.
It's only a matter of time.
So it's expected to eventually make more than Avatar?
Absolutely. Oh, okay, I think so for sure. Okay, for Cardi B's first Mother's Day, her husband Offset spoiled her to the max. Get this, this is so unrelatable, but he got her dozens of bouquets of roses, a diamond watch.
Damn.
And not one, but two Hermes Birkin bags. Just a reminder, Birkin bags run between $15,000 and $100,000.
I mean, when he does stuff like this, doesn't it just kind of reek of, what'd you do wrong?
I know.
What'd you do wrong?
He's still apologizing for cheating, bro.
You're always in trouble.
I'm not saying I got the best husband ever, but I really got the best husband ever. Thank you, babe. I love you. Bringing my baby, hi,
aww, cute.
And my Birkins, ooh. Ew. Hey, take that out your mom.
I love it.
Was that Pikachu at the end?
I know.
She became a mom so much at the end of that video where she's like, oh, my Birkin, get that out of your mouth.
Yeah, I know. I love
like,
it.
I love you. I love you, but don't suck on the bag.
This was cute, though. Offset also brought Culture to South Carolina where Cardi was performing to surprise her so they could spend Mother's Day together. So that was really sweet.
That's awesome right there. Definitely Culture. You got to take your baby to concerts like that for sure.
Put a front row. Check it out.
I bet you baby Culture slept real good.
That's right.
That night. Facts.
Also, you guys, side note, tonight, come hang out with me at the Grove Pacific Theaters for the premiere of The Sun is Also a Star. I'm going to be there. If you come around 6 p.m., we'll be giving away a select amount of tickets to watch the film. It looks really good. It's based off of a book. The stars of the movie will also be walking the carpet. It's the actual premiere. The stars include Charles Melton from Riverdale. Riverdale fans. And also Yara Shahidi from Grown-ish. So it should be a good time. Come down at 6 p.m. at the Grove.
By the way, it's Chelsea's birthday.
Yeah.
So you'll be celebrating her birthday with her at this movie.
Come hang out.
It's a cool birthday party, movie party.
Let's eat some ice cream. Let's dance. Let's do it. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. Listen, it doesn't have to be your birthday to get yourself a little present. How about $1,000? We got you coming your way at 7:10 this morning. And every hour, hooking you up with an Instagram in your hand, 7A to 5P on 97.1 Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What would you say is 35,000 times more germier and dirtier than your toilet seat? It's something you use a lot when going out to party, especially if you get drunk, if you get real lit. And it's not your ex.
That too, though.
Cell phone.
That too, though.
That's even dirtier.
Yeah.
Your dirty cell phone that you never wash.
Good one.
Dirty, disgusting, throw it on a bar table, throw it on this, let other people use it, swiping your screens all day.
Oh, now that you put it that way. Yeah, that's probably up there. Yeah, for sure. Chelsea?
I was going to say something that, like, the public uses, so maybe, like, this grosses me out to say, but, like, Ubers.
That is correct.
Is it really? Wow. I thought that was a long shot.
Yes, Charles. Birthday girl coming in strong. Yeah. The back seat of your Uber or Lyft, a ride share,
is terrifying.
Is 35,000 times more germier and dirtier than you sitting on someone else's toilet seat.
Wow.
Now, it's interesting because it's 200 times more germier than an average taxi. And that's because taxis, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of a shift, they all go through a certain procedure of cleaning it.
Mm. Well, the back seats, those things are made of, like, it's like this ride in the back of a cop car. You can just pressure wash those things. But you got, like, cloth back seats in people's cars. Plus, you got people's cars, so they use it for not just driving. They drive their families around.
Just soaking up the sweat, man, and the juices of people.
And just, like, juices.
I don't know. I feel like
what
that,
kind of juices?
I feel like there's juices involved, for sure.
People throw up in the back of those things. It's like, also, people have families and little dirty kids with booger fingers and stuff, touching door handles.
You got to start, like, bringing those toilet seat covers.
Just throw it on your seat.
Yeah, throw it on the seat.
Outbreak suit, like, put a mask on.
Hey, now you know, man. No, but you know what? There's a lot of Uber drivers and Lyft drivers that listen to us. They're very clean, and they clean their cars often. But according to the study, not often enough. So, now you know, guys. Like, protect yourself before you wreck yourself. Coming up next, we'll tell you more about this Lakers protest that went down on Friday. I don't even know if we can call it that, bro.
It seemed like a meetup.
Was there, like, three people there?
It seemed like a small gathering hangout.
You can fit more people in the backseat of an Uber. Let me put it to you that way. And a huge Clippers fan went out there to troll them, right? Hang tight. Coming up next.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Friday kicked off in a very interesting way for some. Very few Lakers fans who planned a protest against Laker management. We have audio because we sent our street teamer Joe Wow out there. And we're like, yo, man, it's going to be huge. Go out there, get some coverage, get some audio. He had to call me from Staples Center and be like, yo, bro, are you sure?
Oh, no.
It's happening at Staples Center at 12?
Or is it, like, in a, you know, like a different spot in town? Maybe, you know, like in front of LeBron's house or something?
Yeah, legit. He's like, because I don't know, that doesn't really look like a protest. There's a lot of media, but nothing much, you know? So he did manage to get some audio from some Laker fans that are protesting. And I think there's more people at my mom's carnesa, to be honest, this weekend. Check this out.
I'm George Murray, and I'm from Calabasas, California. Represent Go Coyotes. What made you come out here to Staples today?
I really didn't want to go to fourth period. Wasn't feeling it. And I'm a strong and passionate Lakers supporter. And I'm pissed, man. I am pissed.
How pissed are you?
I just want the Lakers to win another championship.
Yeah. While this protest is going on, what do you think LeBron James is doing right now at this moment?
Bathing in money. Bathing in money. We should get rid of him. He doesn't want to put any effort into this team.
All right. Sounds passionate. He also sounds like he just didn't want to go to school, to be honest.
Exactly.
Swimming in money like Scrooge McDuck today.
And of course, the biggest Clippers fan was there to troll all the Lakers fans that are complaining about Lakers having a losing season, just not doing the right things.
Hey, this your boy Clipper Daryl, man. Y'all know where I'm from, baby. Clippers is where it's at, baby.
What made you come out here to Staples Center today?
Hey, man, I had to see it for myself. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's always been a Lakers town. I've always, yeah, people, 16 championships. But to see this for myself and look at the turnout, oh, my goodness, man. Bro, my pool parties are better than this. The Laker era is over. Whoa. It's Clipper time, baby.
Settle down, bro. Settle down. Chill out. Damn, but he's speaking some facts. Just in regards to the amount of people, not that the Laker era is over. Come on now, baby. Let's go, Lakers.
I mean, Laker era is not over. LeBron is fine. He had a rough season. I think it's just funny to me to see Lakers fans, like, finally. That's how spoiled you've been. Where, like, you finally are like, oh, what's going on? That we need to protest. We're mad. LeBron says, man, I'll tell you what a bad season is. I grew up in Seattle. A bad season is when you lose your team. That's a bad season.
They're so bad, they just leave town.
We're going to Oklahoma. They chose Oklahoma City over Seattle.
Oh, jeez.
That's a bad year.
Man, but things didn't get any better for us Laker fans this weekend. Saturday, major drama in regards to the new head coach of the Lakers. Two head coaches already said, nah, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
They made offers. They're like, nah, we're good. We don't want to go. There's too much drama going on.
Well, it's an interesting thing, position that these guys, like Tyronn Lue was one of the coaches put in this position, and they just hired Frank Vogel. He had a solid run in Indiana with the Pacers.
Pacers, good 10 years. Good, he's a really solid coach, but they're only offering three-year deals, and the caveat is that Jason Kidd has to be a high-profile assistant. Now, Jason Kidd has a little bit of a checkered past. He's got some DV issues. He's got, like, a DUI. He hasn't gone out with teams the right way. He started coaching the year after he got out of the retired. People say it was a little too early when he was out in Brooklyn trying to coach.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that it's pretty evident that in 3 years, the Lakers, Jeannie Buss and Kurt Rambis and Phil Jackson still consulting want Jason Kidd to be the coach. He's a high-profile individual. They also want him to be able to work with Lonzo Ball and some of these young guards and things like that. So if you're Tyronn Lue or Frank Vogel, you're taking this three-year deal. In the back of your mind, you're going, I know they want Jason Kidd, but if we win a title in two, they're not going to remove me. That's but you really got to come in strong. You can't rebuild right
now. Just imagine that, right? You're getting offered a gig to host. But they're saying, hey, also, we want you to train this other person that's going to be an assistant co-host.
Oh, no.
But they're like, and we can only give you a three-year deal. And all you hear is like, eventually, they want that person to take your hosting job.
That's awful. I would not give them the right tips. Lead them in the wrong direction. For sure.
If you read some of Jason Kidd's Wikipedia page, you don't really have to give him any tips to do the wrong thing. That's why he's not the head coach now.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
AM Radio.
We're about to play some SoCal
Shot Caller
trivia. This is the way it works. We're going to hook you up with three questions. Guess two out of three correct, and you win. Every time you get one incorrect, Brian, Chelsea, or myself will get destroyed by a shock collar that we'll be wearing around our neck.
Oh, happy Monday.
You get to choose who. By the way, side note, it's Chelsea's birthday today.
Which means I shouldn't get it, right?
Or if you follow her Instagram stories, it means she's got something coming.
What?
Karma. Just too much fun this weekend.
Yeah. She did break an entry this weekend when she was in Palm Springs. Jumped the fence into somebody else's backyard because their party was better. It was a bachelorette party.
Just trying to spread the love.
And side note, because you probably weren't tuned in maybe around 9 a.m. on Friday, Chelsea did cut Brian and I out of her BTS picture.
That's right.
She just cut us out when she posted it on social media because she said, aesthetically, it just looked better.
I mean, everyone on social media agrees with me. They would have done the same thing. So I'm just saying that.
Tamara just shook her head and she's our social media guru. She says the poll says, you did us dirty.
No way.
Anyways, 877-971-HITS.
Who's getting shocked today?
Shock caller.
It's Shock Caller Trivia with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio.
That's right, baby. Get ready for Shock Caller Trivia for your chance to win four tickets to go to Six Flags Hurricane Harbor. You got to guess two out of three correct, and you win. Every time you get one incorrect, Brian, Chelsea, or myself will get destroyed by a shot caller that we'll be rocking around our neck. Check it out via video. We're live on Instagram right now at 97.1 AMP Radio for your viewing pleasures. We have Summer from my U.S. hometown of Santa Ana. What up, Summer?
What up, Edgar?
You sound a little too excited there. Summer, simmer down, ready. Summer.
Hey, it's Monday, all right? Let's ease into this.
Tranquila, a little too excited. Who are you choosing this morning, Summer, to wear the shot collar?
I'm sorry, Edgar, but I'm
going
to have to choose you.
See, that's interesting because you're from my hometown. You know what I'm saying? You would think you would protect me and not choose me. So why are you choosing me, Summer?
Well, I feel like you are my inner soul and that you are from Santa Ana. So, I mean, it's only the only choice I should do.
She has no good reason. Right. She has no good reason at all. She was trying to make it up as she goes.
Did any of that make any sense?
She just tried to filibuster right now. She's like, you're a man of soul. You're a good guy from hometown.
By the way,
whatever.
I'm seeing all the calls that are coming in. I'm seeing all the calls that are coming in, Summer, and everybody's voting Chelsea. And you're the only one that's voting for me. Tamara, how come I'm getting shocked today?
Hey, Edgar, you know, things happen.
Tam's got my back, you guys.
All right, here we go. Three questions for you, Summer. You know what? I am your inner soul, as you said, and I believe in you. You're going to get all these correct, all right? And that way I don't get shocked. Here we go. So, Brian, Chelsea, you're going to ask you three questions, two out of three correct, and you win.
All right, Summer. Question number one.
Here we go.
Multiple choice. How many kids are born on average in the city of Los Angeles every year? Is it A, 125,000, B, 425,000, or C, 725,000? How many kids are born on average each year in L.A.?
Come on, Summer. Vamos, verano!
Wait, just say that again.
A, B, or C?
A, 125,000, B, 425,000, or C, 725,000.
This doesn't sound good. This doesn't sound good.
Oh.
725,000?
All right, you got to guess. You got this.
A, B, or C?
I'm going to say A. I'm going to go with A.
Oh.
That is correct. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Thank you. Summer, thank you so much. Let's go, baby Santa Ana. Let's go.
All right. True or false? In SoCal, there are more reservations made for Mother's Day than any other holiday.
Holler. Birthday girl.
The answer is true or false?
Oh, I must say true because we do love our mamas.
That's correct.
Dang it!
That's it. She won.
Yeah, but we always do question three.
For fun. Come on, bro. She already won the tickets.
Yo, the tickets are for her. This third question's for everyone else listening.
No manches, bro. All right, go for it.
All right, here we go. Summer, you already won the tickets, but this is just to save your boy, your soul brother over here, Edgar. All right. True or false?
Oh my God. More calls
are made on Mother's Day than any other day of the year on the phone. True or false?
False.
Wait, what?
She says
false. Why would you call your mom? You gotta show up in person. Bring her some flowers.
Well, the answer is true.
You're wrong. Hold up! How many times did you hit it, Josh?
The first time didn't work.
The first time didn't work.
Yes, it did.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yo, Chelsea.
You guys did that to Brian last time.
Exactly.
Oh,
thank you, Summer.
Gosh. Yo, how come I'm the only one that always gets like 2 to 3 shots every time, bro?
Because I don't think you react fast enough.
No, exactly.
Summer, congratulations. You go to Six Flags Hurricane Harbor.
Thank you.
I love you, my inner soul.
Yo. Her answer was amazing. No, you should not make the phone call. You got to go to the house.
She had a really good reasoning, though.
By the way, yeah, it's true. More calls are made on Mother's Day, just FYI. All right, you're commercial free on 97.1 AM Radio. This is Mia, Bad Bunny Drake.
Sorry about that, Edgar.
Happy birthday, Chelsea.
Thanks.
That was your gift, by the way.
The Chelsea Report.
Missy Elliott and Justin Timberlake are officially doctors.
Say what?
Yes. Over the weekend, they received honorary doctorates during the Berklee College of Music's commencement. They were honored for their influences in music and for their enduring global impact.
That's dope.
It's a big deal, too, for Missy because she becomes the first female hip-hop artist to receive the honor.
I can't. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so... I don't even know how I'm standing here, but I thank y'all. I thank God. As long as you are breathing, it is never too late, because people will tell you you're too old. People will tell you it'll never work. Don't believe that, because I'm standing here today, and I'm quite sure these people can say the same thing, and you all can say this, because look at you. You have graduated.
She's so cute.
Yeah, that's cool.
That was heartfelt right there, man.
Yeah.
Missy's such a legend, man. Pioneer, straight up.
Especially for some artists, too. And, like, and people in general who get honorary doctorates, like, you know, Missy's background, upbringing, being a woman in hip-hop, not having the same type of ability, like, time in her schedule to do college, do things like
opportunity,
that.
Opportunity, yeah.
Yeah, to see that kind of come full circle for her is really, really cool.
Yeah, and then Justin Timberlake got up and spoke. I was like trying to find the part in his speech that was, like, inspirational. And, it's, of course, like, he's just such a goof. So he was like, it was like all him just like joking and talking about his like, you know, upbringing and his mom and his wife, Jessica Biel, were sitting in the front row. But he finally got to some inspirational words.
Y'all messed up. Can't tell me nothing now. I'm a doctor. No. You're defined by what you define failure as. It's not a thing if it leads you to your success.
There you go.
Congrats to them. Very exciting. Drake now has his own private jet, you guys.
We started from the bottom, now we're here.
Get it, bro.
He's calling it Air Drake. over the weekend, he unveiled it. It's a $185 million private plane, which is a Boeing 767 cargo plane. It is massive. His company logo, the OVO owl symbol, is plastered on the side of the plane.
That's dope.
He did like sort of a tour of it on social media. It has leather sofas, chairs, and then like a massive bar inside. Yeah. It's like, you know, I mean, I can't even imagine taking a ride on it.
You know,
it's insane.
This kind of reminds me of, and it was like way before any of our time, but like Elvis, right? The great Elvis. I went to his mansion in Memphis. You can go tour it, right?
Oh, cool.
And they still have his airplane parked across the street, which is basically like an airplane you would see, like a Southwest airplane, right? Uh-huh. But it's all like gold, you know, the bathroom's all gold plated and whatnot. And one of the videos shows there where the pilot tells a story of one time he got a call in the middle of the night, and it was his homie in Denver, and he was in Memphis. And his homie's like, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" He's like, "I'm just chilling." "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I'm eating some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches." And then Elvis is like, "Oh, and you're not going to invite me over?" He's like, "You're not going to come over for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?" And Elvis is like, "Watch me." Just hopped on his plane, grabbed his pilot, went to Denver. There was a limo that pulled up just to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in Denver, and then got back on the plane, went back to Memphis.
That's hilarious.
That's a lot of money.
Well, I was reading a little more about the actual company that he's partnering with. What is it? Cargojet, like a Canadian airline that's based out of Toronto. So you know that like he's going to be flying to everything he does on AirDrake.
Oh, for sure.
But also like that company is going to be exploiting AirDrake as like anytime, just anytime any fancy folks want to fly somewhere. You can fly in Drake's plane. They're going to make a killing doing that.
People are saying he's a hypocrite, though, because in multiple songs of his, he raps about the worries of climate change. So people are basically like, well, he obviously isn't like interested in a low-carbon lifestyle. So he's getting a little bit of heat on
but
social
then again,
media.
He's got to fly places, right?
Right, right. Was homeboy supposed to hang glide places? Bust out a squirrel suit?
A squirrel suit. Drake in a squirrel suit.
Whatever it takes, my man.
That's amazing. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
By the way, just guy here from Vegas opened up DJing for Pitbull this weekend. DJ Majestic, but he drove here, guys. Actually, he walked.
See, that's a low-carbon lifestyle right there.
Low-carbon all day.
Get it, DJ Majestic. Here we go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Birthday girl Chelsea is going to have an awesome update for you listening tomorrow at this time, as we found out that Tinkerbell, her second Coachella boyfriend, is taking her out for birthday dinner tonight.
Oh, turning up the juice. Man. Birthday dinner is a big one, man.
So is this going to be the moment where homeboy tries to make things exclusive?
Ooh. What? I saw Tam look over the top of her glasses, so I think she's got an opinion on it.
It's giving me anxiety, guys. Come on.
Tune in tomorrow. We'll find out how Chelsea's birthday night ended.
We'll actually be able to see. We got to take a picture of whatever. Dang, we're not going to know. Look at her social media. Let's make sure she doesn't have the same clothes on tomorrow morning as she does later.
Come on.
Calling it already.
It's my birthday. I can do what I want.
Drunk people saying ridiculous things.
Don't worry.
Tipsy talk.
Don't worry.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
If you thought Mother's Day weekend was going to stop Uni from Gardena from partying, you're absolutely wrong. Joelle hit up different clubs, different bars this weekend, caught up with Uni and interviewed her. This is what she had to say.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Uni and I'm from Gardena, and it's like 30 minutes from here. Oh, it's so loud.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now?
I am a like 9, almost there.
Why are you so drunk tonight?
Dude, you know, I was just out here hanging out with my girls and like a friend's birthday, and I got more f***ed up than the birthday girl. Dude, I went to a sex store and turned up in there.
What does that even mean? You get thrown out for trying samples?
Define turned up.
You can't use the equipment in here, ma'am.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you must buy it now. Joelle did ask her, but we had to edit it out.
No.
Yeah, there's no way we were playing that on the radio. Just saying.
Wow.
Just leave it at that.
Use your imagination.
Yeah.
If you were an alcoholic drink, which would you be and what would you taste like?
Oh, I wouldn't be a Sex on the Beach.
Surprise.
How much would you cost at a bar?
Oh, that's expensive. I'd probably be like a $20 drink.
There you go.
$20?
Hell yeah.
Would you give some coupons out? Would you give some coupons for your drink?
Find me on Groupon so you can get a discount on that drink.
Happy Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, wow.
What's one thing you hid from your mom growing up and she found out?
Probably going over to my that time boyfriend's house. Uh-huh. And then she found out and then she was pretty disappointed.
What did she tell you?
She was like, why didn't you tell me that you were going to your boyfriend's house?
And what did you tell her?
I literally said a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
Stop. Oh my god.
Jesse, can you imagine saying that to your mom, Nancy?
No. Oh my god, she'd be like, oh my. She would be like so.
My mom would be like,
I'm just gonna go ahead and guess Uni's mom has a little different tone and vibe than Nancy Briggs out in Michigan.
Oh me, oh my. Oh, wowzers.
And then she was just mad. She didn't talk to me for like 3 days, dude.
What's one body part that you definitely got from your mom? Mm. And are you proud of it?
My boobs? Hell yeah. I got that from my mom. Thank you, Mom, for giving me the boobs I have.
Last question. Wow. What's your favorite animal in the whole wide world?
Oh, my favorite animal is a panda. That's my spirit animal. We chill all the time.
What's the meaning call of a panda?
Wait, hold up. Did she just say she hangs out with pandas all the time? Did you guys
what's
hear that?
Happening?
Yeah, I feel like in her mind she does.
She works at a zoo.
Spirit animal. We chill all the time.
What's the meaning call of a panda?
I don't know. They don't talk. We just like.
Well, why do you chill with a panda so much?
Because I'm chill. I nap all the time. Like,
give us a mating call of a panda.
What?
What?
She naps with a panda, y'all. Maybe she does work at the zoo. We're being over here being judgmental. Yeah. Good point, DJ and Jessica. Appreciate you understanding drunk folks.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AM Radio.
And you know what they say? Never trust a man with a six-pack. Unless it's a six-pack of Coronas.
Mm-hmm.
Always trust a man like Brian and myself.
Right. Like, you know, I don't want to get crazy. Like, if you have a six-pack, you spend too much time focusing on your abs. Bro. I've never met somebody with a six-pack who's, like, super chill to be around.
But
like,
the six-packs, it lures you in.
Chelsea, but think back all the dudes you dated.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have all day, but just the most recent. The most recent.
Okay. God, Edgar throws the best hooks ever.
I am classy as can be.
Why are you saying that? All I said is we don't have all day.
The
all
way
I
gotta say said is, it.
What experiences
sounded
have you
like? What you're calling me?
Oh my gosh! Get out of here! Mm-hmm. What experiences have you had with dudes with six packs? Be honest.
I mean, you know, they're always a little surface, and usually they're players.
Exactly.
But still, I'm just saying they lure you in.
It's like Chris Rock, the famous philosopher, once said: "Men are only as faithful as their options." You know what six packs give you? Options.
Facts. I bring this up because Ben and Chloe did hit it off this past Friday on our hookup hotline. It's like speed dating, but live on the radio. And Chloe fell for the fact that the dude has a six-pack. And he works out at CrossFit. But guess what? He ended up canceling the date this weekend. We'll find out why coming up next.
Will they hook up or hang up? It's like speed dating, live on your radio. The hookup hotline.
Pick up the phone, baby.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio.
All right, familia, we're about to get an update from Ben, age 28, from Chatsworth, and Chloe, age 25, from Burbank, on how it went over the weekend. They decided to continue the hookup this past Friday. What happened, though? Did they connect? It was Mother's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Kind of weird because Ben did confess that he's a mama's boy.
It's a big weekend when you have CrossFit every single day, and also this is your Super Bowl if you're a mother's boy.
Facts.
So, mother's boy? Mama's boy. Mother's boy sounds like
Here's a little highlight of Friday, in case you missed it, when they met.
What do you do for a living, Ben?
I work at a CrossFit. I'm a trainer. Yeah, a little bit of the business, a little bit of the training.
I got a question for you, Ben. Would you consider yourself a mama's boy?
I love my mom dearly, yeah.
Like, do you still live with her? You must still live with her, Ben.
I don't still live with my mom, but she's close.
Like, maybe too close? Or, like, close enough?
She's within driving distance. I'll just say that.
All right. Good morning, Chloe and Ben. Thank you for being with us again.
Hi.
Hey.
Chloe.
Yeah.
After we hang up on Friday, who made the first move, if any move was made?
Well, we exchanged numbers, and then immediately, and to me, this is, like, such a cool thing. He, like, immediately sent me a picture of his abs, which I think are really funny that he's immediately jumped on that, but they look amazing. So, okay. Right off the bat, I was cool. I'm on board.
I would double-check that picture, though. I would Google CrossFit abs and see if he didn't pull it off of Google. Okay, and then what happened after you saw his abs?
We set up a date to hang out Saturday afternoon, nice. But you're right. I don't know if that's what his abs look like, because he ended up canceling on me.
Oh,
so,
shoot. Wait, what?
Yeah. You said some excuse, like, you know, that you had plans with your mom, but your Mother's Day is on Sunday, so.
It's a bit of a gamble on a first date to cancel it and hope she'll like you still.
Yeah.
Let's give Ben a chance. His abs are pretty amazing.
That's true.
Well, at least the picture was, yeah.
All right, Ben, break it down, bro. Why did you cancel on her, man?
All right. I didn't want to cancel. Here's the thing. So Mother's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, and so I and my brothers wanted to get brunch together for my mom, right? But we didn't plan too far in advance, just like this date. And so every place we wanted to go was booked. And so my brother had to get out of town on Monday, and he was like, listen, why don't we just do Saturday afternoon? So I figured she'd understand that, you know, mom takes priority, especially around Mother's Day. So we set up brunch on Saturday, and we did it. And then Sunday fell through because, you know, I still got my routine.
Wait, hold on. So hold on. Chloe, is your mom in town?
No, my mom's actually not. She's all the way in Georgia. So
okay.
I had mentioned to Ben to get together Sunday, you know, maybe he could just pop that way and have lunch real quick and head back just so we could, like, meet each other. And I don't know, he still seemed to say he couldn't do that. So, I mean, I get it. It's Mother's Day, but...
So Ben, if you moved Mother's Day celebration with your family to Saturday, because I get it, Sunday was smashed in her favorite restaurant. I get that that happens. Why couldn't you hang out with Chloe on Sunday?
Well, because Sunday is Mother's Day.
Okay.
So do you and your mom have, like, plans?
We didn't have plans, but I've never missed an actual Mother's Day since I was born. So, you know.
Since, like, I was born, bro. For the first couple of years, you didn't have a choice, bro.
Dog, you should try it. I'm on a streak of, like, 12 years now missing actual Mother's Day. Being there, it's great. Your Sunday's wide open.
Chloe, where do we go from here?
I feel like if he wants to continue, then he's going to have to reach out and make the extra effort towards me, because I feel like I opened my schedule up and was ready for just about anything this weekend. And, you know, so I don't know. I'm personally not going to put any more stress on it.
Ben, are you going to continue pursuing Chloe?
When we were at brunch on Saturday, like, I was talking to my brothers and my mom about it, and she was not excited about the idea that I met someone on the radio in the first place.
Oh,
wow.
Come on,
wow. Come on, our success rate is so big, though.
She obviously hasn't heard the show.
Sure it is, but I just know that, like, eventually she's going to have to meet my mom and, like, that bond is forever. So.
You lost me now, bro. You lost me.
No.
She almost said she said no. All right.
She said no.
Chloe, okay. I think you have your answer there.
Okay.
Ben, good Chloe, time. Appreciate you guys giving the hookup hotline a shot. Ben, I'm sorry. Hopefully you're not on grounded for being on the radio with us on hookup hotline.
No, I'm doing good. Thank you, guys.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AM Radio.
Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chelsea?
50 Cent, also known as Fofty, is still trolling people online who owe him money. And this next one is pretty darn petty. We'll talk about that next in the Chelsea Report. That's at 8:50.
Thank you, Chelsea. Speaking about 50 Cent, he has a little message for you, Chelsea.
Go show.
Okay.
It's your birthday. Yeah. We gonna party.
I was like, every time I managed to get 50 Cent to, like, literally say happy birthday, Chelsea, I was like, damn, that's a power move.
Apparently, you owe him money, too.
Oh, shoot. No.
We got a message from 50 and also your parents today being your birthday. Here's Gary and Nancy all the way from Michigan.
Aww. Happy birthday, Chelsea. It's mom and dad.
No.
That's really sweet of Gary to be like, I don't want you to get confused. This is your mom.
This isn't 50.
This is your mom and dad. I know you don't hear a lot of Michigan accents on the radio.
That's hilarious. That just tells you how often you talk to him, Chelsea. Like, by the way, we're your parents.
Don't forget us.
We're still here in the mitten.
Happy birthday, Chelsea.
It's mom and dad.
You know, Chelsea, when you were born, you immediately warmed our hearts.
Hey, by the way, we were reminiscing the other night, going through some photo albums. And we noticed that a bunch of pictures had family members cut out of them. Do you know anything about that? Just kidding.
You know, Chels, we love you. We are so proud of you. And you continue to warm our hearts. Keep shining and being your beautiful self.
We miss you.
We can't wait to see you. Honey, have a wonderful day.
Oh my God, it's a dad joke.
Well, I got it for you. Don't worry. We got it for you, Gary. It's a dad
joke. So Gary was referring to the fact that Chelsea cut her two brothers out of the BTS picture, which her two brothers being Brian and myself.
Mm-hmm. Like, so accurately, you wouldn't even know that we were ever in the picture.
Yeah. Cut you out. I cropped you out. There's a difference.
What?
Yeah, because there's a difference.
Yeah, there wasn't a physical copy of it.
Get out of here, yo. Shout out to, I don't know if you knew, but those were your parents, Chelsea.
Oh, thank you.
Nancy, happy birthday, girl.
Thanks, guys.
We love you, man. Wish you all the best. And also, continue on your birthday. We know you love Billie Eilish.
Oof, she's my girl.
When the party's over, right here. By the way, the answer is never.
Never.
The Chelsea Report.
Good old 50 Cent is still collecting debts that people owe him.
I love him, man.
I know.
He's like the best repo dude ever.
The best troll.
Speaking of debts, he owes me a t-shirt, man. I ordered it like last week.
Oh, shoot.
Come get your money. Like the Fofty text exchange between him and the dude from Vanderpump Rules.
No, that was like 2 weeks ago, Brian.
Yeah.
Come
supposed
on,
to be at the 50. Station, Fofty. G-Unit Apparel needs to get on that shipping and receiving.
His this is funny, though. His most recent accomplishment is settling a whole $20 debt. On Saturday, 50 went on Instagram to explain that a fan came to a meet and greet just to repay the rapper for stealing his album in fifth grade.
Why nigga came in the store and gave me this $20 right here, right? Just said, he said, here, take it. And said, I stole your CD in fifth grade. Right. This is wild. Fofty.
The kid, 50 didn't even know.
Uh-uh.
This kid's like, yo, before you even find out, bro, here's your $20. Please don't come after me.
Don't put me on the gram, dog.
don't troll me.
I saw what you did to Randall Emmett.
That's funny, man.
So, all right, I don't know how I feel about this. So,
yeah, what's wrong?
You guys know I'm a huge Maluma fan, okay?
You have a huge crush.
I kind of want to date him.
Yes.
Sort of think maybe we'll end up together in the future. But so he's getting a lot of criticism for a photo he posted yesterday. We just posted it on Amp's Instagram, 97.1 Amp Radio. Uh-huh. It's basically of him kissing his mom. It was for Mother's Day. And look, I first like heard the story and didn't see the picture, and I was like, oh my God, people are being dramatic. It's kind of weird. I have to say, it's basically him kissing her on the lips, but it's like really passionate. And you know what it is? He's like cupping her face.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just kind of like, oh, this is kind of weird. Mm-hmm. It's kind of disturbing. Not sure how to think about it.
Yeah. Side note, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with culture here.
Yeah.
And I'm Latino myself. I don't kiss my mom like that. I'm not saying that.
Okay.
But Colombians are really passionate people. Like, they'll tell you off and you think they told you I love you. You know what I'm saying? And I think people are putting their own perception, their own filter on this when it's totally normal for them.
Well, right, because I saw the picture and I was like, I wish he would kiss me like that. And then I'm like, wait, that's weird because that's
jealous.
His mom.
No, like, I wish I was your mom, Maluma. That's what you're going to tell when you meet him in person again?
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is that, I mean, look, that kiss probably happened in like a snap, right? He just grabbed by the face and was like, you know, Happy Mother's Day. And did it really quickly, but a freeze frame photo in your mind, it just feels like you're looking at someone like doing like a soap opera style phony makeout
novella,
right? And so it's just I wouldn't post that photo,
right?
Just because it just seems uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Would it make it less weird if he wasn't cupping her cheeks and kind of her neck as he's kissing her?
Absolutely, it looks like there might be a little slip of the tongue in there.
No,
It looks like the way I'd kiss my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, when I haven't seen her in a while. You know what I mean? And that's not how I'd kiss my mom.
Anyway, still love Maluma. No judgments. A little bit of judgment, but I still adore him.
So would it be like, could we say he's probably a mama's boy?
I go ahead and say that's probably accurate.
Look, Chelsea, you don't like mama's boy that much.
I like mama's boy.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I think that's a good, it tells how they'll treat their women. Well, if they treat their mom well, but that's a little too much.
Now you know how he'll kiss you.
Let's just say that if Maluma's dad saw that kiss, he'd be like, excuse me.
I'm jealous.
Kill me, oye, mijo, ¿qué pasó?
This isn't much of a surprise, but Game of Thrones inspired baby names are becoming increasingly popular. According to a newly released data from a Social Security Administration, more than 4,500 children born in 2018 share the same name as characters from the show. Among those popular girl names were Khaleesi,
Khaleesi,
Yara, Liana, and Brienne. Brienne. Sorry, I'm not like a huge
Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne, okay. Boys' names are Tyrion. I should have asked you the names.
No, Jorah, that's Tyrion. Sorry, that's Tyrion.
Ramsay and Ramsay. Ramsay. Oh my gosh, I'm messing this up. You really gotta be
a Game of Thrones fan to actually know how.
Let's go back to Maluma kissing his mom.
the most popular name though is Arya, which I didn't know that one because that's the most popular one. So there you go. Anyways, that's it. That's all I have for the Chelsea before. I messed that one up.
It's all good, Chelsea. Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
This is Mia, Bad Bunny, Drake on 97.1 Amp Radio. You're commercial free all day today.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Now I need you to be extremely honest with me. Maybe you saw this trending on Twitter this weekend and it caught your eye. Like it caught mine. Like I was like, really? What's going on here? If you don't wash your legs when you shower, can you please call in or text us and just tell us why? No judgment. Just want to know. Just want to pick your brain. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-HITS. If you do not wash your legs when you shower, just hit us up. Let us know why. And I bring this up because, yes, it was trending this weekend on Twitter. There's even a poll that went viral stating that 39% of people never wash their legs when they shower. That's basically 4 out of 10 people. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people in here. So that means about 2 of us don't wash our legs.
Now, never is a strong word, though. Never wash?
Yeah,
like,
this is...
Never?
Like, never once.
No, yeah, I mean, as of this poll, right? So one of the things that people are saying is like, well, I let gravity do the work.
I mean, soap's got to go down.
Mm-hmm.
So when I wash my torso, the soap and the water just trickles down on my legs, and I feel like that's enough. 877-971-HITS. Just be real with us. Let's talk. If you don't wash your legs, tell us why. Let's just go like this, because I really just want to hear from people that don't wash their legs. Does anybody not regularly wash their legs when they shower?
I mean, I don't think I do. Regularly?
I was going to guess you, Brian, out of everybody.
I don't think I do. You got to wash everything. But then you wash your junk. You wash your butt. You wash your, like... But I'm saying, I think some of you are frauds in here. Do you honestly go down and scrub your calves and your toes? Maybe the ladies do because you guys also shave your legs.
Yeah.
And that's a different story. But we don't all... Not every dude in here goes and scrubs your legs every time.
Well, and you're almost like 8 feet tall, bro. So that's a lot of legs.
Leaning down. It's bad for your back.
I got a shower that my shoulders touch the wall from the door to the shower. And the nozzle sprays me like damn near in the junk anyway. So
I mean, I got to be honest. I don't feel like I lather daily. I lather my legs daily.
You probably lather them
maybe once every few days.
Chelsea, so do you regularly or every time get your hands and then literally wash your legs?
I'm saying maybe once every 3 to 5 days. But honestly, though, I don't like full-on lather. I'm like, you let kind of the water trickle down. You shave your legs sometimes. Okay. So,
do you shower daily?
Okay.
So that 3 to 5 times per shower.
I didn't shower this morning.
It's good spread out over 2 weeks. Look, one time I got shamed for not washing my feet, like washing my feet enough, where like someone was like, you don't wash your feet every time in the shower? I was like, nah. So then the next time I was in the shower, I was like, oh, they got in my head. Now I got to scrub my feet. So I was like scrubbing my feet, right, like between my toes and all that stuff. And then I went to stand in the shower, and I almost slipped and like fell through the shower door.
Oh, geez.
And almost killed myself. So I was like, that's, you know what? I just got my own routine. Leave me alone.
Hey, that's a health hazard for you, bro. You're going to hurt yourself. DJ Majestic, you told me you have a protocol.
Yes.
Like, you kind of go through these steps.
I think there's a routine. So pretty much what you do on the daily, I think you do all the time in the shower.
Right.
For myself, at least, I'll shower, I'll lather up the loofah, I'll go chest, torso, down to the junk, and then I always go thigh, calf, foot, and then thigh, calf, foot.
Oh.
The feet get dirty, guys, so...
Yeah.
Everybody's all shocked, like, what?
I'm shocked you use a loofah.
It's a lot.
What color is your loofah? I'm just curious.
Okay. It's a manly color.
Here's the thing. If you shower a lot, though, you can't have the same routine every shower. Like, I shower in the morning, and sometimes I'm running late. Now, that's just got to be a hose down just to wake it up, right? And then I'll go to the gym. I'll work out. I'll take a shower. Then sometimes I'll go for, like, a jog or a hike later in the afternoon. And when I'm in my own shower, I have a different protocol than when I'm at the gym. Well, I'm trying to get out of the gym as fast as possible in that shower. I'm just hosing the sweat off to get out.
All right, so let's talk. Shoot us a call or text. I only want to talk to you if you're like Chelsea or Brian and don't wash your legs on the daily.
Honest?
Yeah, just honest. 877-971-HITS. Call or text us. Chris from Lake Elsinore. Good morning.
Good morning.
You don't wash your legs every time you shower. And on the notes here, it says you've never thought about it.
Yeah, I honestly, until I just heard it on the radio, it never crossed my mind. I just kind of...
Did you forget you had legs? Or?
No, it's just reasonable. If you think at your shower routine, you're washing your calves are like the least important part of the washing routine. You've got other stuff that gathers sweat and gunk and like just gunk? Funk that you need to hit first.
You might have some crusty legs, my friend.
See, you know, that those are all good points. But, I mean, I kind of agreed with the gravity thing. Like, the water goes down, the soap goes down, but yes. I just never thought of, like,
washes it for you.
Meticulously washing my legs.
Is there any time you just, you know, you wash la cara, el mono no? Like, basically, what that translates to is you just wash your face and nothing else?
You know, it depends.
I'll take that as a yes. Chris, appreciate you calling in. Do you think now that we've brought this up, maybe you might take a shot at washing your legs, bro, and your feet?
I'm a little now subconscious of it, so I probably will.
Hey, be careful on those feet, though, man. The first time, it's mad slippery.
You know,
you know what's funny, guys? Is that when Chris showers today, if he takes a shower today, he's going to be thinking of us.
Oh,
of
course sure.
He
is. That's so intimate.
I'm really going to think about this now.
Appreciate you, Chris. We just got a whole lot closer, man. Have a good one.
Well.
Bye. Amanda from Huntington Beach, thank you for being with us.
Hi.
Why don't you wash your legs and feet every time you shower?
I just don't think it's as important as the more stinky parts, I guess.
I smell some stinky feet, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you have to pick one region or the other, and you had to power rank them, the junk is getting washed way before everything else. That's number one on the power ranking.
Junk is main priority, but mine goes like armpits, back, torso, then junk. And then if I'm using a loofah, then I'm going to do my legs and feet.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like feet you don't really need to do because they're covered in water and soap already, right? Yeah, you just kind of move them around a little bit and they're good to go.
Yeah, they sit in water the whole time.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda, appreciate you calling in. Do you think now that we've had this conversation, you're going to think of us when you shower and you're going to try to wash your legs more often?
I might.
Yeah. Look at that, man. Making this world cleaner. Mm. One listener at a time, everybody. If you continue down that reasoning, Chelsea, my feet are already in water.
Right?
It's going to get to the point where you're like, I don't have to wash anything. I wash my clothes and they're on me.
No,
it was raining earlier. I got a little water on
me. We will always do the junk in the pits. For sure. Always.
It's called like the French prostitute shower.
Junk in pits.
You can do that.
How would you know the name of that,
bro? I just remember that being a thing where you can wash in the sink. So next time you think about the pits and the junk, that's what it is, the French prostitute.
What is our text saying, man?
From the 909, jeez. I don't always, I never really thought about it. I have super long hair and I feel like all the shampoo rinses all my legs for me, but I also shave my legs on occasion, so there's that.
Her hair is so long, it's like her legs are going through a car wash.
Just swishing back and forth.
You know the drive-thru ones?
Oh my God, we're so weird.
From the 626, we got, ew, gross. Jeez. How do you not wash your legs, Chelsea and Brian? That's disgusting.
Calm down.
And then this is my favorite text of the morning from the 626. Washing your legs daily is like shaving. I'm not doing it unless I'm getting laid. It's a pointless waste of time.
Next question. How long has it been? Wash your legs.
Sounds like she got laid.
Right, Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 AM Radio.
The Dopest Moment Award goes out to Clipper Daryl, the Clippers' biggest fan. He did an amazing job, though, of trolling the few Laker fans that were out protesting this Friday at Staples Center, protesting Lakers ownership and the fact that they're sinking it up right now. Mm-hmm. My man busted some funny jokes. Check this out.
Hey, this your boy Clipper Daryl, man. Y'all know where I'm from, baby. Clippers is where it's at, baby.
What made you come out here to Staples Center today?
Hey, man, I had to see it for myself. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's always been a Lakers town. I've always, yeah, people, 16 championships. But to see this for myself and look at the turnout, oh, my goodness, man. Bro, my pool parties are better than this. The Laker era is over. Oh. It's Clipper time, baby. Oh,
no. Settle down, bro. Settle down. So shout out to Joel, street dude, who was out there grabbing the audio for us. Man, listen, I'm not going to give up on the Lakers, man. I was a Lakers fan when the biggest star we had was Cedric Ceballos, bro. Chelsea might be like, who?
No idea.
Slam dunk champion.
Exactly. Exactly my point.
Oh,
yep. I was even a fan when there was that era, bro. I mean, didn't give up on
that. That era lasted 2 years. That's ridiculous. I think it's a great time to be a Clippers fan. I think Clippers fans are getting a little bit of poetic justice right now, watching the Lakers struggle, and especially when you bring in LeBron and they still struggle, and they got a young team, and they're looking, and they signed a coach, and now there's all this drama revolving around it. The Clippers can just lay it back and be like, yeah, we made the playoffs.
Here goes Brian on his bandwagon game again. Ah, are you on? Are you getting on the Clippers?
I mean, I will root for who... Look, I like Pepsi. I like Coke. I'll root for whoever is in... I'm not going to say who. I'm not going to rule out anything. But if you want to come... If the Clippers want to come to me, you know, hit me with some tits. No, I'm kidding. I root for... Man, I just root for LA to have... We got a great sports teams. I'm from Seattle. We didn't have a basketball team anymore.
Happy birthday, Chelsea.
Thank you,
Once
guys.
Again, hopefully you enjoy the rest of your day as she's going out on a date with a guy that wants to make her...
What?
Mrs. Tinkerbell.
Oh,
birthday
gosh.
Dinner. Whoa.
Birthday dinner. I think this guy wants to be exclusive with you, Chels. To take y'all on your birthday night, that's a big deal, man. Damn. Right? That's not just like whatevs.
Nah, man. That's a priority night.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Tune in tomorrow at 8 a.m. She's going to give us an update. She's like, wait, I am?
Oh, great.
You best believe. And just for your birthday, Chelsea, we got your favorite song.
You guys know me so well.
Old Town Road. Yes, your thing's coming up next. Another $1,000 coming your way at 10:10 this morning.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.